You're listening to Superpowers of the Soul on the Superpower Up Podcast, the show that elevates superpowers to the divine.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is Jennifer Izzo, superpower expert and founder of Soul Language, and this is Superpowers of the Soul, and I'm with Lisa Cherney today. Yay, we're talking about the power of clarity. Welcome, Lisa.
I'm so excited to be here. Woo-woo!
I know. It's so fun talking to you. So, and I could talk to you forever. So I really want the listeners to kind of get to know you a little bit better. And we focus on superpowers here. And what we consider, what people want to know is, what do you consider the superpower of your soul for yourself?
My superpower is helping people be unapologetically themselves.
And how do you use that superpower for yourself?
I use that superpower for myself by giving myself permission to be authentically me, which is sometimes an overused expression. You know, what does authenticity or authentically me mean? And for me, it means not having shame about myself in any way. And it's been a lifelong journey, and it's really what helped launch my new platform around GFR.
Yeah, and I was just going to ask you that, you know, did you kind of grow up, like, did that superpower like pop out of you as soon as you, you know, just started to talk? Or was it a superpower that you had to slowly kind of activate or gain access or learn how to use?
Well, as you know, my GFR, which is Get Real and Add an F in the Middle show, is focused on hearing the stories of mission-based business owners and how they went through struggle to birth their mission, and not just once, but multiple times, different iterations to create the evolution required for them to hold the container for their new mission. And so I am no exemption from that rule. And so I for sure had multiple significant things to walk through that helped me to, you know, really own who I am and realize that I am not fully, when I'm not fully expressed, it creates a lot of stress for me. So I'm having a lot of fun now with my new platform.
Yeah, it creates a lot of stress, not just for you, but as others when they're fully not expressed. And it creates, you know, suffering and discontentment, and that could be low grade or really, you know, in your face suffering. What do you consider your sacred purpose? And we're defining sacred purpose here as something that you're profoundly here to experience, then offer that experience to others. So with that kind of definition, what do you consider your sacred purpose?
Giving people permission.
And so how do you provide that purpose for yourself every day?
Every day I strive to listen to my inner guidance, my intuition, my divine downloads, my inclinations, my bubbling up of what feels fun, so that I can feel on purpose and fulfill my mission. And I give myself permission to do that, which requires a huge, enormous quantity of awareness around stories that would hold me back or keep me from doing that. And that's what I help my clients, my audience do.
It also takes, you know, that fair sense of courage and, you know, a very kind of strong commitment to, you know, allowing yourself not to kind of weigh yourself down with storytelling or past experiences. And so what's kind of a go-to tool that you use to kind of give yourself permission?
Well, to be unabashedly honest with you, it is my 12 GFR commandments. And because they were created out of my own awareness of what was holding me back and what was holding back as a pattern over the 20 years that I've been mentoring mission-based business owners, the ways that they've been holding themselves back. So I call it my roadmap for getting real. And I use my own stuff as I as I really hold space for my clients and my listeners to like really do their own work. And in fact, that's one of our commandments, make yourself your most important client. So I really use them as a guide, as guideposts in a significant way.
Yeah. And if, you know, if you're out there creating a paradigm or creating a service or a program of some sort, and you're not going through your own program or using your service for yourself on a regular basis, you're doing yourself and your clients a big disservice. So,
agreed.
You know, I totally agree with that. So let's just pop in. Where do people get those commandments?
They go to gfr.life/12C as in 12 commandments.
I love that. So which is your favorite of the 12 commandments?
Oh my gosh. I depending on the day or the week.
Yeah.
Well, you know, right now this sort of season is the holidays, and commandment 8 is know that sometimes stopping is the most lucrative action to take. And each commandment has a confession question, which helps you really drop in and see sort of, is this your blind spot? Is this where you should be focusing? So the confession question for y'all that are wondering if this is yours is, where do I need to pause or stop, but haven't because of fear?
Too bad I didn't get that commandment last week when I was stuck in bed without a voice.
Oh, girl.
A commandment to listen to. So as we're getting ready for our break here, what has been a big theme that your soul has shared with you throughout your journey?
A big theme has been courage in a major way. Like you said it, like all the answers to all the other questions, sort of like the underpinning of how of the how-to do that is to have a lot of courage. So I feel like I've been invited over and over and over again from the universe to have the courage. And of course, that's part of my mission, because when I have more courage, then I'm giving other people courage.
Yeah, me too. I get that. All right, everyone, stay tuned for more me and Lisa. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about the power of clarity.
Hello, everyone. This is Tonya Don Rekla, Executive Director of Superpower Experts, and we want to thank each of you for making Superpower Up the number one podcast network for personal development and spiritual growth. Because people like you have the courage to say that mindfulness, healthy living, disrupting reality, the pursuit of consciousness, responsible entrepreneurship, and radical parenting matter. We now amass over 1 million downloads monthly in more than 90 countries. Our numbers keep growing because there are far more people willing to live divergently than mass media wants to acknowledge. For you, the change makers, the light bearers, the way showers, we say thank you. If you're ready to take the next step in your evolution, go now to superpowerexperts.com and take the superpower quiz. And as Neva Lee Rekla, our youngest podcaster, likes to remind us, remember, we all have superpowers and we can change the world.
Welcome back, everyone. This is the Superpowers of the Soul, and I'm Jennifer Rizzio, and I'm with Lisa Cherney here, and we're talking about the power of clarity. So often, and I'm sure you hear this, Lisa, from clients, I hear, you know, I don't know what to do, I'm unclear, I feel like I don't have clarity, and I think it pisses clients off when I tell them, no, you do have clarity.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
And I look at you like a deer in headlights. What do you mean? Like, no, I'm telling you, I don't know. And I'm like, I'm telling you, you do know. You're just asking the wrong questions. So why, besides that obvious point, like what's the real power in actually, you know, having that deep sense of clarity, that deep sense of knowing? How does that, you know, allow you to become an unstoppable freight train?
I have found the more that we can love ourselves and accept ourselves and not judge ourselves and not beat ourselves up and be, you know, the more that we can do that, it actually lubricates speed to where we want to go. And so to me, you need to hold that space for yourself. And then it's amazing how clarity will drop in. It's just, we are so holding tight to stress or stories that, you know, we need to have clarity and why didn't we have clarity? And you thought you had clarity last year and then you turn out, you know, there's just so much. We just treat ourselves so poorly and say such horrible things to ourselves.
Yeah.
I honestly do not do that anymore for like 99% of the time. But it's from like really diligent practice, almost like meditation, you know, as a practice, or, you know, it's a practice of being aware of that. So that's, you know, that's where I feel you know, the pivotal point is.
Yeah. Do you think that, and I find this with my clients, that people really are misinterpreting that they don't have clarity to the feelings of being unsafe, right? That they want, what they really want is a guarantee, not clarity.
Yes. And I guess I would also call it fear, you know, when someone comes to me and says, you know, well, you know, Jen, I don't know if I've talked to you about this yet, but I have been using the term unmentoring or unmentor. And that's the space that I hold for people now, because it isn't like, Lisa, should I do this or this? It's like, oh, that's cool. You have those two things happening. How does that feel? You know, what does your intuition say? You know, what comes up for you? Like, it's just, it's holding up a mirror. And to me, we get to a certain level in our journey as a mission-based person or somebody who's living a life on purpose, where we have to sort of drop dependency on other people, because that is the next level of our journey.
Agreed. I call that sheepdogging. Do you want to move to a little to the left? Do you want to move to a little to the right? Like, you know, really helping an individual really tune in to that essential nature, their own clarity, their own sense of courage to understand which divinely inspired action, where they want to go. I'm listening to this book on tape, audio, whatever, and it's called The Mother's Daughter, The Murderer's Daughter. And if you get a chance to listen to this book, it's so freaking amazing. And there was a line that she's like, she's a psychiatrist and she had to watch children in preschool for 3 months. And she says, you know, if you just leave a kid alone, they'll work out their own problems. They'll just naturally do that, you know, and it's what the parents will that prevents them from figuring out their own problems. And I think that applies to what we're saying here about coaching, mentoring, spiritual guidance. It's that, hey, we can figure out this problem, but the answer to that solution is already inside of you. And I think that knowing, for me, Lisa, I don't know about for you, but that knowing has led to a whole bunch of clarity, just understanding and accepting that knowing is already inside of me. How do you feel about that?
Well, a couple things. One is, I'm a mom. I have one daughter who's 13, and that whole notion of she knows what's best for her is a foundational principle from which my husband and I parent. And, you know, people comment all the time how quote unquote self-confident my daughter is. And really, she's a person that kind of that knows what she wants and what she doesn't want. And it's so unusual in a person her age that it stands out as, you know, some remarkable self-confidence. And so absolutely, I 100% agree. And I believe, I'm hoping, she's like my ultimate coaching project. You know, I'm hoping that as she grows up and is into an adulthood, that she has a way more connection to knowing, to having clarity, right? Yeah. I just feel like we just aren't given that opportunity very often.
So let's turn back to your commandments. What is another commandment that you could share with us that will allow us to gain more clarity in any situation?
Number three is a favorite of mine, especially for the marketer in me. And it goes like this. Don't worry about being normal, proper, or polite. I just love this one, of course, because I'm all over that one with my
but I wish I knew I had that commandment in my 20s.
I know, right? I know. And my theory is we could actually like have it, you know, some people are like, oh, when I'm in my 50s and 60s, that's when I realize that, you know, I don't really care what people think. And it's like, no, do not wait. Do that now. And so the confession question, because remember, the heart is in the confession question. So when you get these, y'all, and you download them at gfr.life/12c, you want to go through the confession questions first and kind of just see which one really hits you between the eyes. So this one is, where am I not speaking my truth?
Yeah.
Ugh, and I love this one. And for those of you that do have a business, the first place I want you to look is in your marketing. Where are you holding back? Where are you not on your soapbox? Where is your passion being dimmed? You know, where are you so worried about what other people are thinking and getting in trouble and turning people off that you actually are dimming your light?
I love it. I had another question for you. So let me just try to grasp it again. I think what's really key about the commandments, and what I think is really profound about that, is that, you know, you will be utilizing them time and time again to move yourself forward and to gain additional clarity. And, you know, I think that that lack of clarity sometimes comes when we're hitting something big, and it's our kind of humanness to keep us small. So I want to circle back because the question just popped into my head again. So I think, and I'm sure you've seen this in the people that you coach, I think, you know, one of the hardest things for people to really understand is what's true, like what's their truth. And I've also seen people use their truth as a weapon, right? Meaning their truth is the end all to be truth. And so how do you help people determine or get clarity around really speaking their truth, what their truth is?
I think sometimes people hold very close and like almost violently to their truth. I think like that's kind of what I'm hearing, what you're saying, because it's so out of their comfort zone. And so it kind of comes off as like hugely arrogant or like a know-it-all. And I have found, particularly when people that I know that are going from a place of not speaking their truth, they swing all the way to the other end of the pendulum and just sort of speak their truth as if there is no other way. And, you know, but because it's their, like, it's their own process to like get more grounded and rooted in their truth. So, you know, I have a compassion, I think, for people that come off that way.
I think that happens a lot in a spiritual expansion journey. I think that kind of going to the extreme, you know, is a way that people test the waters or, you know, gain their power in declaring. And then there's always a balancing out, right? A more conscious way of doing that. But what is a question that you might offer to our listeners about clarity around their truth?
Well, I would go to the commandments. And I think I would pick commandment number 2, which is let go of what doesn't feel good. And that confession question is, what doesn't feel good? Yeah. And I love this question, Jennifer, because it's so like, it sounds so sort of like almost like soft, you know, what doesn't feel good? And then it also at the same time sounds profoundly oversimplified. Like people be like, what? You have to do shit that doesn't feel good. Like how, what do you mean what doesn't feel good? Like, you know, like they're so programmed in a way to do stuff that doesn't feel good that we don't even really notice anymore because we just sort of got to get through. So I love that one. I think it's very revealing. And you know, on my show, and by the way, y'all, Jennifer's episode on my show is amazing. It's episode number 30. I want you to check it out. You will learn all kinds of stuff about this amazing woman. But the stories on my show, over and over again, people talk about how what they thought was their truth was really not their truth. And then they learned a new truth. So it's a process.
Yeah, it totally is. So as we're wrapping up with our final questions here, let's give out that site address again, please.
gfr.life/12c. And then check out the show on that page or look it up in wherever you're listening to this show. You can find my show, GFR or Get Effin' Real.
What has been in your experience of, you know, working your own commandments, what has been your least favorite? Like the one where you're like, oh, that's so true. It hits me in my spot. I wish I kind of, you know, that, you know, we all have that moment of like, oh, that's so true. And at the same time, going, oh, I wish it wasn't true. Which commandment kind of created that feeling within you for a brief time?
Well, I think you said it as well when you said number 8, I wish I had that last week, because this is my growth edge currently and the growth edge for many, many of the people that I am unmentoring, which is know that sometimes stopping is the most lucrative action to take. Yeah. And I was doing a training on this and I distinguished that there's macro, micro, and mini stops. So like a mini stop is like, you know, I'm going to go outside my front door and like see the sun and then go back and do my work, you know. You know, and the macro is like this program, this company, which I've done, is not working for me anymore. I really need to let it go. And to give yourself permission for all these different types of stopping is, to me, I'm like practicing varsity level, Jennifer, like, you know, where I look at my schedule and if I see that it feels too full or I feel stressful or something's not resonating with me, I cancel.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, I stopped mid-sentence and with my kid the other day because I was like, you know, this right now, this isn't feeling good. I'm not showing up the way I want to. And I just stop. And it's amazing how much resistance we have to just stopping. So that's where I'm living. That's what I'm trying to master right now.
I agree. I think it's a tough one, especially for us action-oriented individuals. Those individuals that, you know, have warrior-like nature, we tend to move. And also as entrepreneurs, we tend to, okay, if we're not doing anything, right? But there's such power in that stillness, and that allows for the universe sometimes to catch up with you, and it allows you to pause and receive. So yay on all of us for stopping.
Yes.
So my last question is, if you were a magnet on whatever you call your higher powers refrigerator, what would your magnet say?
My magnet would say, confession brings clarity.
I like it. Someday we're going to have all these magnets.
I can't wait.
Me too. Okay, everyone. I've just loved talking to Lisa. You need to check out her show. Get more of her. You will never be bored. And I want to thank you all. You won't. I want to thank you all for listening. If you like what you heard today, you can reach out to me and all the other experts at the superpowerexperts.com/thenet. And don't forget, not just to find your connection, but be your connection. You can reach out to me on all social medias, pass this podcast along. And of course, if you love it, write a review. Thanks a lot, Lisa. Thank you so much for playing with me today.
You're welcome.
Are you ready to discover your superpowers? Go now to superpowerexperts.com and take the superpower quiz today.